Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm excited to share with you this week. We're coming up on a full moon in the month of January, which is a month of consecration. We're also on the Hebrew calendar in the month of Tebet. That signifies a month of purification. Why? Because Esther was taken into the house of Xerxes in this month, and she went through the purification process before she became queen. Many people, Christians around the globe, are practicing the threefold cord of praying, fasting, and giving. They're coming into a place of consecration with the Lord. They're setting themselves apart for this consecration and purification so that the rest of the year, everything that they do will be on the foundation of the purification of this month. And that's very important because first fruits is a foundational principle, and it's the principle of wholeness and completeness. We're considered to be holy and devoted unto the Lord. He tells us in 1 Peter 1:16, be holy as I am holy. And so this is a month where the purification process helps draw out the areas in our life that are preventing us from walking in holiness, purity, and righteousness. So if you are practicing the threefold cord of praying, fasting, and giving from Matthew chapter 6, God is probably revealing to you certain areas in your life where you're striving a lot, where you're toiling a lot, different patterns and habits. You have had patterns of anger or fits of rage. God is bringing these things to the surface. Maybe there's a lot of depression, fear, and anxiety. God is revealing to you the root systems of those things, where they originated from. Because Romans chapter 14 tells us that if the root is holy, the branches are holy. If the lump is holy, okay, if the foundation is holy, okay, if the first fruit is holy, then the lump is holy. And so if the root system is holy, then all the branches are holy. So whatever is going on the inside of us, that gets brought up during praying, fasting, and giving time. And so you might begin to start feel the Holy Spirit revealing to you certain things that you've hidden. It's time for those things to come up. And listen, this is good because let's get it cleaned out. Let's get it confessed. So when you begin to recognize it, just say, Lord, forgive me, Father, because these things are hidden unto me, other than if you're revealing them to me about my personality or about my environment or about certain habits that I'm partaking of that are not holy at this time. And so the Lord will be challenging you to give up some things. He'll be challenging you to set aside certain habits and patterns, because those things are preventing you from stepping into your fullness, the fullness of your purpose and destiny for this year. And so God wants you to know and understand that His love is so great that it can bubble up these things. And when we afflict our souls through praying, fasting, and even through giving, any of those in obedience unto the Lord, He's going to show us where we've come out of alignment with Him, and He's going to put us back into alignment. And so we come out of alignment with Him when we establish these patterns of and these behaviors that are antagonistic to the witness of the gospel message in the earth. You know, obviously, if you're experiencing fits of rage or a lot of depression, anxiety, you're manipulating and controlling, you're walking in fear, these things are antagonistic to the freedom that we have in Christ. So God wants to get you into alignment with freedom, okay? He wants you to walk in the freedom that He's given you through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, through His death, burial, resurrection, and through His ascension. And so this is a month where God bubbles up these things from our root system. But listen, as they come forth, just say, Father, forgive me and help me develop a pattern, a new pattern, a new strategy, that I might bear witness to the freedom that I have in Christ, that I might be revealing an outward expression of who You are in the earth, not the things that are tied to the earth systems or are tied to the fall of man. See, God purifies us from the fall of man. Okay, he did it once through our death, burial, and resurrection. This is in the book of Romans 5, 6, 7, 8. We die with Christ, we are buried with him, we are resurrected in him, okay? But then when he ascends, he takes us to that place of perfect peace, perfect freedom, wholeness, shalom, which means nothing missing, nothing broken. But while we're in the earth, God works on our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions to take us to that next level understanding of what's preventing us from walking in those realms of the ascension. What's preventing us from carrying out our witness that we are completely victorious and full of the freedom of Christ. And so this is a normal process. And so it's a process that God takes all of us through. And so I just want to encourage you that as you're praying, fasting, and giving, God is going to bubble these things up. But listen, he tells us to delight ourselves in him. So as you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the blessing of his presence. He will give you the desires of your heart, okay? Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. So God is transforming you into the likeness of his son who loved being with the Father. That was the first and foremost thing. And when we think about this process of purification and consecration in the month of January or in the month of Tibet, what we're saying is, Lord, we want you to be number one in our life. We want you to be first in everything. We know that Jesus was the first fruit of many brothers and many sisters that would come after, right? And so he's the root system. He's holy and we are the branches. We are holy, okay? And so we need to be reflecting that. So with that, God challenges us every year to get closer to him. See, all of this is just about getting closer to God and realizing that you don't have to do some of the things you used to do in the past to gain. And our behaviors are so that we can gain because we're fearful, because we're prideful. This is all the fall of man. This is all part of humanity. Listen, it's not your fault that Adam and Eve ate the apple, but the fact of the matter is we are the descendants of Adam, but we now have been born again by the second Adam. And so because of that, we no longer have excuses for our behaviors. There is a way out of the mess, and that is through Jesus Christ. Maybe some of you are listening to me today and you don't know Jesus like that. You don't know him as not only being your savior to take you to the realms of everlasting life, but that he's the one that saves you from you. He's the one that helps you get out of your messes that your soul or your manifestations or your habits have brought into the earth. And so God is challenging us this month to trust him. He says, remain in me and I will remain in you. That's John 15, abide in the vine. So this is a month where we learn that he is our sustenance. He is our gift. We are to remain in him. We are to rest in him. And listen, God loves you so much. He does not condemn you. And we know that from Romans chapter 8. The Apostle Paul says, we are not condemned, but we have been saved. And because we are saved, we need to go forth then and be witnesses of the gospel in our behaviors, in our responses. Maybe you want to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You want to get out of your mess. I'm going to walk you through a prayer right now. Just simply bow your head before me and just say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and I have come short of the glory of God. And I want to know you as my Lord and Savior. Come on, just lift your heart up to him right now and say, you know, Father, I want to know you and I want to be the best me that you created me to be. And I'm not right now. Things in my life are not the best. And so I ask you, Father, to cleanse me, cleanse my heart, cleanse my soul, cleanse my mind, my will, and my emotions. Set me on a path of righteousness for your name's sake. And Father, I ask that you would do the same thing for my family. And Lord, I just humbly submit myself to you and I submit myself to your correction and to your discipline because you love me. And I thank you, Father, that you're putting me in right alignment with you in this year, the beginning of 2025, this Jubilee year, that I might go forth and fulfill the plan, purpose, and destiny that you have on my life. Listen, just feel that right now. Our God is not a condemning God. He's a loving God, and he loves you, and he's called you, he's anointed you, and he's appointed you for a special service this year. And so this cleansing process repositions you for the greater anointing and the greater power that you're going to carry in the earth this year. We all have to go through this. It's something that God takes us through every year, and we should. It's a deep cleansing. You would deep cleanse your house a couple of times a year, right? Okay, so this is one of those deep cleansing times for the Gregorian calendar. And of course, on the Hebrew calendar, this month of purification with Esther as our example. So we need to know that no matter what, God loves you. And the apostles wanted us to know the height, the depth, the weight, and the length of God's love for us. And when you bask in his love, you can let these things go, because you know that he is with you. He's holding your hand. He's carrying you through the most difficult times so that you can let go of these things. And I want to speak to you a little bit about generational curses. I know that because of the fall of man, each one of our families have been touched with different curses that came from the fall. And so when you begin to go through the processes of purification, you will break off these generational curses. We know that Daniel, he prayed and fasted before the Lord. He came before the Lord, and he was able to break off curses that were in his life. And so when we come before God and we humble ourselves, God will reveal, because he does not want us to be in bondage in any way. He wants our lives to be replicas of him and of what he's done for us, the salvation of our souls to everlasting life. And so, just bring before the Lord any of the things in your family that have been difficult. Just say, Lord, this has been difficult in my family, and these are things that I recognize. Excuse me. Maybe you have substance abuse in your family, or you have domestic violence, or sexual molestation, these kinds of things. Bring these things to the Lord and say, Father, I want you to break them off. Cleanse me, but break them off of my line so they no longer are a part of who I am. Remember, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ broke all the power of sin, death, and the grave. So there is no more power over you in that regard when it comes to the curse or any curses on your family. Okay, so that's been taken care of. But now your soul has to live that out. Your soul has to believe that. Your mind must believe that the curse on your family or on your family lines, because the curse of humanity was broken. So when those curses were broken, they were made final. All things were redeemed. You just have to be taken through a process where you know it, you understand it, and you begin to walk it out. So I'm going to declare and decree today, generational curses over your life and over your family's lives are broken, and over the generations that come after you, your children and your children's children. And I declare today that you will walk out the plan, purpose, and destiny of God on your life. I declare and decree today that because of what Jesus Christ has done, the power of sin, death, and the grave is broken. All things in your life shall be redeemed, and you shall walk in the power of his resurrection and the manifestation of living in the realms of the ascension, where nothing is missing and nothing is broken, where you not only have all things redeemed and a fresh start, but you now receive all the blessings, all the things that have been assigned to you. May those portals be open and you be able to go forth and be a blessing in the earth. Come on, somebody needs to just give me a high five here, comment below and say, listen, I walked with you through that. These generational curses are broken. I come into agreement with you. And how do I know this? Because I know the word of God. And I know that when Jesus came, he took us back to life in the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, you don't have any generational curses, okay? So now what has to happen is there has to be a training of your soul to walk out the truth that you have been redeemed from the curse of the fall of man and the curses that were upon your family or upon your family lines. Be free and be clean. Whew, I feel that cleanliness right now in the name of Jesus. I just had the fullness. Some of you are getting clean right now in Jesus' name. Get clean. Now listen, I'm gonna encourage you, go take communion right now. Go get a bread, a cracker, and some grape juice and receive communion and declare and decree that the shed blood of Jesus Christ takes care of all of this and that God is cleansing your souls and he's properly positioning you. I see some blessings ahead for you all. I see the glory of the Lord being released. I'm getting encouraged right now as I'm ministering to you guys because I feel the heavy presence and weight of the Lord. See, you've got to just walk this out by faith. And this is the month where God increases our faith to understand what he has done for us. And he does it through disciplining us with the spiritual disciplines, praying, fasting, and giving. If you haven't sowed your first fruit offering yet, sow your first fruit offering. Remembering the first fruit is the whole. All other tithes that come off of that are going to be blessed and anointed. Go before the Lord and seek him about strategy and enlightenment for what he wants to share with you about a vision for 2025 this year. Position yourself. Maybe take a new course. We've got courses in Dream Mentors that teach you all about soul transformation. We're going to help walk you through these processes. The curse has been broken and you have been set free. Somebody give me a high five right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Ooh, I feel that power. I feel that right now in Jesus' name. Now, I have this new book. It's called His Sufficiency for My Authenticity, 8 Keys to Authentic Relationship with God and Others. Listen, get a copy of this. Go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com. It's an amazing Bible study. Now, why this? Because this is a great month to learn the 8 keys of being authentic. See, you have to be authentic when God begins to reveal to you that there are things in your life that need to be changed. Authenticity is the key to change. So there's different things you get to learn about God, like he is our gift, he is our treasure, he is our righteousness. You may not know these things. And as God strips you this month, because it's a stripping month, but we position ourselves to be stripped. So you're getting cleaned out, you're getting purified. You got to know what to put back on. So this is an awesome Bible study. There's just 8 great chapters, and then in the back there's questions. You can do it on your own, you can do it in a small group, but it's a great way. We also have this book in our Mantle of God class. Maybe this is your year to learn, what is your mantle? How do you carry your mantle in the earth? How does your mantle speak? Well, you got to know how to be authentic. Authenticity is the key to carrying your mantle. And so God is cleansing you because he's releasing his released mantles, okay? And we know that Esther got a new mantle as she was taken into the house of Xerxes. She went through this purification process. Then she is actually having the mantle speak when in the month of Adar in Purim when she has to defend her nation. But this is a time where God is cleansing and positioning you. And so I've got this Mantle of God class. It's really awesome. We've got classes that are going right now. You can sign up for them. We have spiritual resources online where I just do the class online, or you can do it with a coach. And then we have our soul transformation classes. We have our Dream Mentors classes. This stuff is going to change you. It's going to change you, and then you're going to be able to change other people. And that's what the story is all about, right? How is God going to use you to help another person if you yourself hasn't been changed? People don't change because you tell them a truth. They change because you've been changed and you carry an anointing that helps lead them in the right pathway. Remember, you can preach the word of God. You can send out the law. You can even be rough about certain things, but that doesn't necessarily change people. It might reveal to them what their sin is, but that doesn't draw them into a deep and abiding relationship with the Lord. The anointing of God does that because the speaker's been changed. Don't you want to be changed? Come on, let me high five somebody right now. God wants you changed in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, so get signed up for our Dream Mentors classes. Go to dreammentors.org. And we've got a few more weeks you can get signed up for these courses. Get a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, or the book I just spoke about, His Sufficiency for My Authenticity. Also, join me for my Ascension classes. Once a month, I come online for an hour and a half. So I do a Zoom call. I've got leaders all over the world that are joining me, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. So if you're in the European nations and in Africa, you can come on at 10 a.m. If you're in Australia, you're in Hawaii or the West Coast, you can come on at 6 p.m. It's up to you, but these classes are amazing, and people are learning how to ascend and remain in the places of wholeness and righteousness with the Lord. So I want to encourage you to be a part of that. February 24th at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. is my next class. Sign up below. We want to get to know you. It's my Glory Road community, and you're important to me. I love you, and I want to see you step in to the vision that God's given you for 2025. He has great things for you, and that enemy can hold you back no longer. All right, share this with a friend, and I'll see you next week. Oh, by the way, be blessed, because I'm sharing all kinds of teachings on first fruits this month. So watch my YouTube channel, subscribe to it. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. And then also my Facebook. A lot of teaching on first fruits. You've got to get this down. I'm not teaching this in the weekly word. This is additional teachings that will help you understand what this month is all about, and how you can receive your transformation from simply getting in line with the principle of first fruits. All right, be blessed. I'll see you next week.